Good afternoon. Thank you for calling 3 Day Blinds Answering Service. My name is Elisa, and how may I help you today?
Yes, thank you. I'm calling because we ordered blinds back in September, and then on October 1st, I received an email saying that the estimated date the products will be installed was changed, and it said the revised date your products will be installed is now estimated to be on or before December 1st. But given December 1st is later this week and I haven't received anything else since October 1st, I was calling for an update to see what the status of the order is.
I understand that completely, sir. Hold on. May I have your first name?
Yes, it's Jonathan.
And that's, would that, oh Lord, my typing, sir. Would you spell Jonathan for me?
Sure. It's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Yes, sir. And your last name, please.
Eldridge, E-L-D-R-I-D-G-E.
And a good contact phone number for you, Mr. Eldridge.
Yeah, probably my cell phone, which is 541-499-9092.
And may I please have your email address, Mr. Eldridge?
Yeah, so it's that first name. It's Jonathan.Eldridge, 806.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's Jonathan.Eldridge806@gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And let me see what I have. Do you have, were you provided an order number?
Yes, it is 973351.
All right. So you originally placed your order in the month of September. You received an email initially October 1st. You received an email that your installation of your blinds will be December 1st, which is this Thursday. However, you did not get any more information about this week's appointment. You would like to know the status of your scheduled appointment, and your order number is 973351. Is that all correct?
That is correct.
Now, let me just make sure I check and have your contact information right. Have your first name is Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, last name Eldridge, E-L-D-R-I-D-G-E. Your contact phone number is going to be 541-499-9092. And then your email address is going to be your first name, Jonathan, Jonathan.Eldridge, your last name, Eldridge806@gmail.com.
That's it.
All right. So this is what I'm going to do next, sir. I'm going to go ahead and send this over to one of our resolution specialists to make sure that we have, let's see. Now, I wonder, should I send? I'm going to still send it over, but I might also send you to the, you've already have the order, though.
In the email, it says our install scheduling team will call you when the order is received to confirm an actual date and time that works with your schedule on or before. So, but that was all predicated with what it said, which was, your products will be installed on or before December 1st. So I haven't received any more information since October 1st, and that deadline that this email said of it'll all be installed by December 1st is coming up fast. So I'm guessing it's not going to make the deadline in the last email, but I haven't received any new email to tell me that it's extended out.
Okay, not a problem. So I'm glad you read the email out to me, Mr. Eldridge, because there was something important. So I am going to send the email, including have your blinds been received by the installer so we can set up an appointment?
Okay.
Or is the current date, is that still a go for Thursday the 1st? Okay.
Right.
We need a confirmation of date.
Yes,
confirmation
exactly,
of installation.
We're also going to be out of the country for about 2 weeks coming up. And so I need to know, what I don't want to do is head out, then not, and then I get a call, but I'm not here to take it. And then it's like we get bypassed, and then who knows what happens into the new year. So I want to know what the status is before we leave. So yeah,
I understand that completely, Mr. Eldridge. So let me go ahead and send this over to one of our resolution specialists to see if they have the information regarding this, I guess, proposed scheduled date of this Thursday. Okay. I can get that over and have someone reach out to you. All right?
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Now, I am going to include that you will be leaving. I don't want to say that, but you will be not available in the next couple of weeks, so you need to know what the date is.
Well, it'll be from December 10th to the 22nd, we will be unavailable.
And that's fine. I'd rather not tell people that you're leaving the country, though.
Does that make sense? Yeah. You can know. I'll let you know. I trust you. But
yes, sir. So I will just tell them that you're not available between the December 10th and the, what was your arrival date, sir?
The 22nd.
All right. So I will let them know that you're just not available for those dates. And can we get an updated or status check on when you can be scheduled? Yeah, I'm not going to let them know you're not going to be in town. Oh, no. That's okay, sir. I'll just include those are the dates you're not available. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like me to add, Mr. Eldridge?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get this over to a resolution specialist so they can reach out to you and see if we can get a date, a clear date. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy your time away. And thank you for calling 3 Day Blinds. I'm going to get this over to someone immediately for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Mr. Eldridge. And thank you for calling 3 Day Blinds. Enjoy.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.